I'm Griffin Barley. It's November 20th, 2018, and I'm here with...
Ferris Abusin.
All right, good to meet you, Ferris.
Nice to meet you too, Griffin.
Are you able to tell me about your time in Sudan?
Oh, yeah, sure. It was quite an adventure. About 6 years of my life spent in that country, which is actually... I appreciate that time as much as it wasn't always positive. It was something that built me into the person who I am today and made me learn a lot of lessons about like life and about people and about how to deal with change and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm actually kind of glad I went there. And I mostly switch around schools. You know, I had like a lot of different friends, even some friends who I speak to today. But other than that, there's lots of other things that I kind of like, you know. I wouldn't remember them, but they stayed kind of in my personality, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially like interactions with my parents, interactions with my sisters, interactions with my friends, teachers, everything, people on the street. And even I remember I lived in this apartment complex which had a store in it, and the guy in the store was Sudanese, but he had lived in Florida for the past 20 years.
Oh, okay.
So we always spoke, and every time I came back to Sudan, I'd be in Sudan in 2007, and I'd meet him for the first time, and I'm like about 6 years old, 5 years old. Then I come back in 2009, I'm like 8 years old. I keep coming back to him, and every time I come back to him, he sees me like grow as a person, and like he sees my personality change and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I go to him like 3 times a week. Sometimes I wouldn't go to him for a year because I moved away. And so. Every time I see it, it kind of like reassures me that, you know, all of it is kind of worth it because it like teaches me about, you know, how to appreciate life, basically.
Wow. Over your time there, are there any lessons you would like to share or any experiences?
Some experiences I'd like to share are, I had a really old friend, an old friend who went back to like third grade. And so that friend, he introduced me to a lot of the friends, people I know now. Like I have like a whole group of people who I still speak to up until this day from third grade. And so the way he approached me was I came in to the school for the first time. I was shy. Every time I went to a new school, I'd start crying immediately because I just hated change. And I was a bit of a pussy, so like that didn't help. And also... I just didn't like, I liked staying with what I knew. But the thing is, when I first came into the school, I sat down, he was right next to me. Well, not right next to me, like about a meter away from me. And he kind of spotted me out of the corner of his eye, and he just moved up to me. He's like, hey, what's your name? And I was like, I told him my name. I told him like, you know, which school I came from, like about my life previously. And he was like, actually turned out to be a really cool guy.
What's his name?
Yeah, let me know. They're wonderful. They all went undergraduate together. But he's still, I still talk to him today. But one lesson I learned, actually a few lessons I learned, was just how like you can't pass up some opportunities. Like anything, like you could let a whole different, like there's so many different possible futures for you. And so if you stop yourself at one point. And like you just decide not to take a chance or like just speak to some, even if it's something really small, can set off like a snowball of other effects and also like change your life for the better if you just decide to, you know, follow your instinct and your gut.
All right, thank you for sharing, Ferris.
No problem.
Whew.